Here's your midday brief for Thursday, November 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Mortgage rates fell below 7% this week, but still remain near their highest level in decades. Freddie Mac says the average rate on a fixed 30-year mortgage was 6.95%, but rates are expected to climb after the Federal Reserve raised interest rates this week in its ongoing effort to curb inflation. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan was shot and injured at a protest rally today. Khan, who was ousted from power in April by a vote of no confidence in Parliament, was wounded in the leg as he was leading a protest march through Punjab province to Islamabad. Footage showed a bystander tackled a man with a pistol in his hand, pushing the apparent attacker's raised gun down toward the ground. And Peloton reported a steeper-than-expected 23% drop in quarterly sales. Company executives said the connected fitness equipment maker must stop burning through cash before it can fully focus on growing the business. Peloton said it estimates sales for the current quarter, which includes the important holiday selling season, could be roughly 37% lower than a year ago. Shares were down about 3% in morning trading. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker, or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.